In this bulletin, New South Wales and Victoria record the highest rate of COVID-19 infections and hospitalisations since the beginning of the pandemic. Anthony Albanese says the Prime Minister should take responsibility for the shortage of COVID-19 testing kits in Australia. And in sport, Melbourne City's coach says about 5 of his club members have not contracted COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales has recorded 23,131 new COVID-19 cases and 2 more deaths in the 24 hours to Monday night. The cases were diagnosed from 83,376 tests. It's a rise of 2,337 from the previous day's tally and has surpassed the peak of 22,577 on New Year's Day. There are currently 1,344 people in New South Wales hospitals with the virus, up from 1,204 the day before. This is the highest number of COVID-19 hospitalisations recorded in the state since the pandemic began. Dr. Jeremy McAnulty from New South Wales Health says 105 patients are in intensive care in the hospital system.
We continue to see many unvaccinated people being admitted to ICU, including young people. So it's a reminder to everyone across New South Wales to get vaccinated now if you haven't yet done so, and to get your second dose as soon as it's due.
95% of New South Wales residents over the age of 16 have received their first dose of a vaccine, and 93.6% have received 2 doses. In the 12 to 15-year-old age group, 81.4% have received their first dose, while 78% have received their second jab. Victoria has recorded 14,020 new COVID-19 cases and 2 more deaths, with 516 people in hospital, a rise of 25 from Monday. This has taken the total number of active cases in the state to 48,297, pushing the state's case numbers to 5 figures for the first time. Approximately 60,000 test results were processed by Monday evening, a significant leap of numbers from the day before. Many testing sites closed early on Tuesday morning after reaching their capacity, and other sites had wait times of over 3 hours. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the Prime Minister needs to do his job responsibly to ensure adequate supplies of COVID-19 vaccines and test kits for the population. It comes as Australia faces an acute shortage of COVID-19 tests, with pharmacies selling out nationwide. The opposition says queue times are excessive and testing sites are under pressure.
Why we've moved to rapid antigen tests away from PCR testing is the fact that they didn't ensure that PCR testing could occur smoothly because the system was breaking down. So they've moved to this system but haven't prepared for that either.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will be using time ahead of tomorrow's National Cabinet meeting to finalise plans with the states to respond to supply issues of rapid antigen tests. But he says making RATs free for all households, a measure used in the UK and US, is impractical. Britain's Prime Minister admits the spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant is going to cause considerable pressure on the NHS in the coming weeks. Despite rising Omicron cases across the UK, Boris Johnson has been reluctant to bring in more restrictions, stating he believes their current course of action, which he called Plan B, is the right one. He says the public could help by following that plan.
I think the way forward for the country as a whole is to continue with the path that we're on. We'll keep everything under review. Of course, we keep all measures under review. But the mixture of things that we're doing at the moment is, I think, the right one. So number one, continue with Plan B. Make sure that people take it seriously, do what we can to stop the spread, use the Plan B measures, work from home if you can, wear a mask on public transport, be sensible about take a test before going out to meet people you don't normally meet.
In sport, Melbourne City coach Patrick Kisnorbo discloses that only about 5 of his club members have not contracted COVID-19. The A-League men's team is scheduled to play against Wellington Phoenix in the Football Federation Australia Cup quarter-final on Wednesday, the 5th of January. Mr. Kisnorbo says some of the team members have only been training for 2 days, and he cannot confirm their ability to play until they are assessed at Tuesday's training. And now for today's weather forecast. Perth, sunny 36. Adelaide, mostly sunny 26. Melbourne, cloudy and 24. Hobart, a few showers 18. Canberra, partly cloudy 29. Wollongong, a possible shower 25. Sydney, a shower or two, 28. Newcastle, much the same, 29. Brisbane, a possible shower, 32. Cairns, partly cloudy, 36. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.